This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Power 93.5. Got this cool new deal that we're going to start doing on Tuesday mornings to keep you guys connected to the community, because there's so many things going on, and we want to make sure that the Power 93.5 listeners have a voice.
That's right.
And so we decided to start bringing in a special guest every Tuesday morning at this time. Okay, we have this new thing on Power 93.5. We're going to be doing it every Tuesday to keep you guys in the community aware and informed of what's going on down in City Hall. So here's the inaugural edition of what's happening downtown. District 1 Councilman Brandon Johnson, welcome to Power 93.5.
Oh, thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Carla, you brought up the point that our councilman actually used to be a hip-hop artist. I did not know that.
You knew that.
How
do you not know Brandon used to be in the music industry?
I did not know.
I think you knew.
He's playing.
And his hip-hop name was Superfly with a P.
Yeah.
Brandon is a well-rounded figure in this community. That's why he's so good at freestyling.
Oh, is that what
he's
it
got
is?
It.
Perfect politician.
He's like, I got this.
We want to inform the community about what's going on, because I think people aren't aware, and there's some things coming up that people need to be dialed into. There's something that happens the fourth Tuesday of every month at City Hall. What is it?
It's called our council workshop. It's a little different from the council meeting, so it's open to the public to attend, but the public doesn't get to comment. We typically receive information and just have a discussion amongst the council about whatever the topic might be. If we have questions or if we have some opinions about something, and staff would take that back, make some recommendations.
Where does this happen at?
So it happens at City Hall, 455 North Main. It's on the first floor. It's in the council boardroom, so when you walk in, they'll point you to it.
What are you discussing today?
We'll be talking about the Century 2 committee.
Yeah.
So they're going to bring us some recommendations on what we should do. We just had our social media town hall last week where most people said we should probably build something new.
So you need to implode it.
Yeah.
If they do.
I love Century 2.
Can I be the guy that pushes the lever to blow it up?
Yeah, maybe we should do that. If people decide to do that, we should make it a spectacle.
And that seems to be the consensus even with people that work directly with Century 2.
Yeah, and it's not functional. We toured it a few times and saw where there's a lot of improvement that needs to be made.
Hmm.
And, you know, when Lion King came here, they couldn't do their full show because it's not a functional space. So we need to do something new so we can give Wichita what it really deserves.
I don't know if this is on the agenda or not, but you guys need to be talking about fireworks.
We are talking about fireworks.
So really?
Yeah, we're going to hear the report from 2018.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk possible recommendations for 2019.
Tell us the difference in 2018 as to years prior compared to what may be coming up in 2019.
Well, in 2018, we actually enforced what was on the books.
Let me say this, Councilman Johnson, respectfully, and we know what the law is, but to me, we have all of these fireworks stands. We know people are going to Butler County, Sumner County, surrounding areas. They're taking that revenue out of our city and spending it in another city and another county, adding to their revenue rolls. Why don't we sell fireworks here in the Wichita area and allow people to legally blow them up?
You know, I think early on last year, most people were saying that, and then all the folks who didn't want to see that happen showed up. So then we just restricted it. So this year, we're on 93.5. If you hear that and you want to see more freedom in fireworks, you've got to definitely let us know what you think about that. And you can go to Wichita.gov and find all of our email addresses, phone numbers. Reach out to us. Let us know what you think.
Councilman Brandon Johnson, District 1, City of Wichita. One more thing, the wireless master plan. What in the flip is this?
This is interesting.
So we're going to hear about the master plan for wireless throughout the city. Last year, we talked about the possibility of 5G in some areas of town. We just released mobile hotspots in all of our resource centers for folks. You can check them out for 2 weeks and use those. But I think we see the demand is pretty high on that. So we're going to hear tomorrow kind of what that master plan is going to look like. And then as a council, be able to give some ideas and suggestions for future.
Councilman Brandon Johnson today at the city of Wichita. What time is this meeting starting?
It's at 9:30 down at 455 North Main.
And we want you to show up, 455 North Main. All the details online at wichita.gov, wichita.gov. Councilman Johnson's going to be coming in every Tuesday. I don't know if he can keep up with the heat, Carla.
I don't know if he can deal with you, but Brandon, if something happens, I will be here for you for support.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks
appreciate
a lot,
it.
Superfly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.